Hello everyone and welcome back to Bizarre Tales. Before we start today's episode, I just want to take a minute and apologise to you for the amount of time it's taken me to actually sit down in front of the microphone and bring you another story. If you follow me on Instagram, you will already know that I have been in the process of moving house, and I would say I'm finally getting close to being settled. We're finally in the new house now, but the last couple of weeks have been absolutely crazy. As you can imagine, decorating rooms, fixing up furniture, unpacking boxes. I've only just unpacked the microphone and all my recording equipment. So I had an episode waiting, I had an episode ready, all written out, and that's what I'm going to bring to you today. It's a short but sweet episode. It's like a welcome back episode before we get into some of the bigger episodes that I will be covering next week, and I'll tell you more about that at the end of this episode. So without further ado, I bring you this quirky little tale that I wrote up a couple of weeks ago in preparation for when I finally got the microphone out of the box again. I hope you enjoy this true tale. It's about a supposed very tidy house proud poltergeist which lives in a garden shed. The word poltergeist is German for noisy ghost or noisy spirit, and you normally associate a poltergeist with a haunted house case, like the Enfield poltergeist or the Black Monk of Pontefract, two cases that I have actually covered on this podcast. It's the age-old story of a disruptive phantom making its presence known by banging on walls in the still of the night, overturning furniture, and on even rare occasions, actual physical harm and manifestation, all the classic traits of a haunted house. But you don't normally hear of a haunted garden shed, or at least I've never come across a haunting of a wooden garden shed full of random tools, gardening equipment, and clutter of spare parts. But that is exactly what 72-year-old Stephen McKears from Severn Beach in the UK believed was happening in his garden shed after he experienced some strange activity. Every day, Stephen would leave his shed in the stereotypical, unorganised, messy way that most men do, organised in absolute chaos. A mess that most men will tell you is organised mess. And the very proud man of that shed will tell you he knows exactly where everything is. So you can imagine the pure confusion Stephen experienced one day when he returned to his shed to find his messy worktop had been organised and tidied up. All these little nuts and bolts and bits and pieces that he left out the previous day on his worktop were all neatly placed away into a tub of bird feed that he kept just to the side. As you can imagine, Stephen thought this was very strange and even began to question his own state of mind. He was worried he was becoming forgetful in his old age. It was only when it was suggested to him that the shed must be haunted by some kind of neat freak ghost that he decided he needed to obtain some visual evidence. And so, with the help of his neighbour, he set up a trail camera, scooped up a handful of nuts and bolts and other random pieces and scattered them all over his work surface. He then locked up and returned to his house for the night. And that night, whilst he slept, the night vision camera caught something amazing. Between the hours of 12 a.m. and 2:30 a.m, in the dead of night, a creature entered the shed without opening the door or making a sound. It was simply just there. And once again, the nuts and bolts and bits and pieces made their way into the box of bird feed, and before the sun came up, the creature had simply vanished. The next day, when the sun came up, Stephen ventured out into his garden and walked down to his shed. He unlocked the door to find that once again, everything had been neatly placed into the birdseed box. He grabbed the camera and went back to his house to review the footage, and what he discovered totally took him by surprise. When the video starts, you can clearly see the random objects on the worktop, and then the creature appeared in the shot. It had big eyes that burned bright in the night vision footage. It had a long, wiry tail and two rounded ears that poked out from its furry head. And it was small. It was very small. It was a tiny mouse. The video showed a very cute, adorable mouse that seemed to be totally obsessed with tidying up the messy worktop, picking up bits and pieces in its very small paws and placing them very carefully into the tub of bird feed. And he did this for nearly 2 hours. He even tried picking up objects that were almost twice his size, and when he had finished clearing Stephen's mess, he simply disappeared out of the shot and vanished into the night, as quiet as a mouse. So if you ever suspect that your home may be haunted by a very tidy poltergeist, remember, even the most strange examples of unexplained activity isn't always paranormal, and you might just have a mouse in your house. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that little bizarre tale. I know it's not something we normally cover. I know it was a little bit of a red herring, but I found it in an article a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was a nice little quirky story to share. And I was going to include it in an episode of Bizarre News, but I thought it was a perfect story to welcome you back to Bizarre Tales after being away for a little bit. And if I'm being perfectly honest, it was a way to ease you in to what is coming next. On the next episode of Bizarre Tales, we're going to get dark. Think back to the Lizzie Borden episode. Think back to the Albert Fish episode. It's going to be along those lines. And it is not going to be nice. It's going to be downright gruesome, actually. I'm going to take you back to the year of 1888 in London, in the area of Whitechapel. And from those few clues, you've probably guessed it already, I'm going to be covering Jack the Ripper. And I'm really excited to bring you this story. It is going to be dark, it's going to be gruesome, it's going to be brutal, it's going to be very interesting. And I've decided I'm going to be bringing you this story in multiple episodes because it is quite a lengthy episode, and I want to approach it from the angle of the victims, of the ladies that Jack the Ripper killed, and I want to give you a little bit of background into their life, not just the night they were murdered. I want to give you a bit of an idea about who these women were and, you know, just give you a bit of insight into the life that they led up until the night when they were brutally murdered by Jack the Ripper. So I'm really looking forward to bringing you that. That'll be coming out very, very soon. So watch this space. I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I'm looking forward to bringing it to you. And I'm so glad to bring Bizarre Tales back to you after the short break with such an exciting subject. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'll see you next time, guys. Have a lovely week. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.